Persistent prayer. Today, on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. Thanks for taking a moment out of your day to check out the show. I would like to encourage you to share the show with other coaches so we can spread an encouraging word more effectively. You are the key to that, as every like, share, and subscription or review only makes this show easier to find. I know that some warmer states have already begun their baseball season, and here in Tennessee, we're less than a week away from the start of official practice. As coaches, we spend many hours with our players, but as the season approaches, that amount of time greatly increases. Each year, this causes me to pause and reflect about how serious I take my role as a coach and the opportunity that I have to impact each young man in our program. I'm not nearly consistent in my prayer life as I should be, especially when it comes to my players, and that reminds me of a parable found in Luke chapter 18. In Luke 18, verses 1 through 8, Jesus teaches on prayer and the importance of persisting in it. It says, "And he told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, 'In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, "Give me justice against my adversary." For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, "Though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice, so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming." And the Lord said, "Hear what the unrighteous judge says, and will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" In verse 1, Luke gives the reader a little insight into what Jesus is going to teach next and why he's teaching it. He reminds the reader that we're to always pray and not lose heart. There are two main characters in this parable, the widow and the judge. These are two very distinct roles in society, and I think Jesus uses them for a reason. The widow would have been the lowest of the low in society. Women depended on their husbands for security and stability, and having lost hers, this woman would have been at the mercy of others and regarded as very unimportant. The judge, on the other hand, had a lot of power, and yet is described as a cold-hearted man who didn't have any empathy for others, this widow in particular. The widow at some point had been wronged by another individual and approached the judge daily asking him to basically recognize her situation and to stand up for her and make the situation right. As the judge, he had the ability to do this. However, each day the judge would dismiss the lady. Essentially, she was a thorn in his side. You can imagine him saying, "Woman, I don't have time to listen to this nonsense. You're just a widow, and I have no obligation to help you. I have more important things to do than worry myself with your situation." For many people, one day of this would surely be enough to discourage them, and they would let the issue die right there. This widow, however, was extremely persistent and did not lose heart. She recognized that the judge was the only one with the authority and power to rectify her situation, and she wasn't going to relent until something was done. Eventually, the judge recognizes that this widow was not going to quit. The parable doesn't tell us that the judge finally felt for the widow's situation. In fact, it says the opposite, that the judge's situation wouldn't get any better unless he recognized this widow is not going to leave me alone until I do something. So if I want her to go away, I'm going to have to give her what she wants. Jesus goes on to point out the main idea of the parable. This man was cold-hearted and had no care for the widow at all. And yet, because she was persistent, he finally met her need. If that's the case for this cold-hearted judge, how much more will God do for those that he cares about? The parable is meant to be encouraging to the believer to be consistent in prayer regardless of the circumstances, because God hears. As coaches, this parable should encourage us to be consistent in our own prayer life, and in particular, to be consistent in praying for our players. A passing thought that I recently had was that more than likely there are players on our rosters that will not be prayed for if we don't do it. In a lot of situations, we know our players' needs better than anyone, and if we recognize God to be who he is, then why would we not come before him on behalf of our players? So today, Coach, as we get set to embark on a new season, I want to challenge you to begin lifting up your players in prayer consistently. This doesn't have to be public. Walk through your locker room before or after practice and spend a few moments at each locker lifting that player up. Or make a list of guys that you will pray for on any given day. Break your roster down day by day by day. No matter how you set out to do it, I simply hope to point out the opportunity that you have before you. The role of a coach is much bigger responsibility than many people could ever imagine. But you have been chosen, and what a privilege it is. May we all be as consistent and persistent as the widow of Luke 18. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and he has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.